Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Steve Pivel Production Shizzle. Woo. Yeah. True Radio. Let's go. You know. True Radio. Let's go. Come on. True Radio. Let's go. True Radio. Let's go. Yeah. True Radio. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Radio. Let's go. Let's go. Look here. Tony, Two True Radio, if you ain't know. And this is family introducing the Steve Pivel Show. We connect Connecticut, Philly, and Buffalo. Even Diamond with the ladies in the ATL, yo. This is underground music about to flow. So wait, Liz, what up, bro? Tell them how it goes. This is Blog Talk Radio with Diamond and Two True. And we got my boy Ping. Yes, this is so true. Wednesday night, slaves in the 7 o'clock mix. Premier MCs, if you ask, we will not spin. We grind on this music and the songs, you can't hate it. We shining too blind to see that we still made it. C10, be that dude, Blue Era Entertainment. We got them going wild, the crowd needs to be sedated. Not attracting whackness, target practice, we did your verse. But if you like what you heard, call up and spread the word. We got all types of flavors, who would you like to hear? The melodies is always beautiful, blessing your ears, yeah.
What's good, everybody? This is your boy, Tony Two True, and it is Friday. Indie Rhymes, blogtalkradio.com, doing it again. Let's check some music out, man. I got a hot track here by my boy, Jazzo, featuring The Game. And when we get back, we're going to take some calls and chop it up a little bit. You heard? Hot spin out music.
The motherfucking originator. In case it's right on, in case it's right on, in case it's right on, worldwide originator and I'm packing a four. Motherfucker going home no more. Not a thug, but I put you in a rug with a couple of slugs. Turn the cabbage to coleslaw with the white chalk closed off. Friends turn enemy, stolen identity, can't get rid of me. I watch the cocaine bubble up and kilo price double up. You got a problem with a Marcy nigga, lock a load or knock a luck. What you know about 1976? A young nigga getting money playing triple luck. I'm the prototype, first one, king of the triplet. When I first did it, Twister wasn't even in the business. New big when he wasn't even in the business. Put the little nigga Jay-Z in the business. Set a motherfucker freeway, chilly shitless. My style, hot style, big style,
none of them niggas gon' talk slick when the guns come out. Niggas see me in OG rolling on gold, D's running the house. Paul Walters grill, open up, let me see, catch one in the mouth. Niggas snitch, get your wig split, six and you're fitted, forget it. Talk shit, you better live on my nigga, I'm on the block till I get hit. Ball like the Pistons, I'm ready to die, to swap out big shit. 10 months, 5 platinum plaques, subtract, take half of that, bring it back now. Like an ounce of crack, then put it in a plastic bag and call it aftermath. I bark like a gangster, talk like a gangster. Impala with the cherry red paint, and them gangsters ride on, ride on.
East side, west side, come on.
And them gangsters ride on, ride on.
North side, south side, come on.
Like talent, make a nigga spell a half a gallon. Who the fuck said a man couldn't be an island? Back pockets is a concrete from the raw heat. Show me raw meat, don't wanna make him all weak. Three bodies at, three body bags, that's a rap. Take away, do you understand the aftermath? Forget that, best bitches got him all weak. Claw me, on me, cause I'm so street. Been a Mac since Hawaiian Sophie. Melt your ice grill with the 40 feels. Still, act like you know me, homie. God will make your colon holy. Watch me closely, civil and Bowie. Crush Italian on the postery. That's leather, baby, I'm a risk cold weather, baby.
And them gangsters ride on, ride on.
East side, west side, come on.
Them gangsters ride on, ride on.
North side, south side, come on.
And them gangsters ride on, ride on.
East side, west side, come on.
And them gangsters ride on, ride on.
North side, south side, come on.
Niggas don't want it with the BGs. Don't wanna see me, cause I'm an asshole. Especially when I'm riding with Jazzo in a Continental T with the asshole. What you got your foot up on the gas for? We get that dough. Climb through the window and run through the back door. Blackout with the Mac out. Blast four more. Originator, give them what they ask for.
Enemies are murderer. My thorough like I bury them. Walk through your hood with my 2 blocks on. Humming new shoes with my new socks on. Shine like a diamond, get your blue blocks on. Jazzo, stupid motherfucker, not Sean. Never been bass on the Tupac song. The originator, double time creator, too fast.
And them gangsters ride on, ride on.
East side, west side, come on.
And them gangsters ride on, ride on.
North side, south side, come on. East side, west side, come on.
West Side, yeah. Tony Tutu, come on. That's how we do it, baby. That's how we do it, baby. Let's check some King Shine out. My girl, Tiana, out of New Jersey with that Knock Music Management. Killing them. This is some R&B love, y'all. Exclusive. Two True Radio. Past 10 lovers. Check this out, and I will be back with some calls. 904, last four digits, 5687. I got you, baby. We've got a caller out of the 904-5687. I'd like to chop it up with you. I hope you want to chop it up with me, too, your boy Tony Too True. My partner Steve Penn is in the building somewhere, but he's going to come on a little bit later. What's good with you, 904?
What's up?
What's good?
Nothing. Chilling. I thought I'd check out once again.
All right. Well, the red carpet is yours. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, this is Miss 904 calling out the 904, Jacksonville, Florida, all day. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about, all over the globe with the global entertainment. Yeah, we do it like that. That's right.
I got a show Saturday on my blog.
Okay, tell us about your show and what time it comes on and, you know, all the particulars so we can get some listeners to come and support you.
I mean, mine is called Gone Crazy Radio because we act crazy. I don't never plan out my show, but, you know, just wing it all the time because it's more fun that way. Crazy College, New Music, by Bootsy, Gucci, everybody I can find. Independent artists also, as always. I got independent artists from Comedy Music Colony, Winter Music, you know what I'm saying? It comes on at 10 o'clock Saturday, Eastern time. The number
is 347. Is that PM or AM? PM or AM?
PM.
Okay. What's that number again?
347-324-3342.
347-324-3242.
No, 3342.
3342. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay. That's Radio Gone Crazy on blogtalkradio.com. We do support each other. We're a big family here at Blog Talk Radio. All my listeners that's calling in, I see the switchboard look kind of nice. And everybody that's listening online, you know, check my girl out. Check my girl out Saturday.
Yeah.
You know,
blogtalkradio.com/DJ Gone Crazy, CRAZE. My homeboy didn't put another E in it like he was supposed to, but it's all good.
It's all good. It's all good. Yeah, we're gonna do the dang thing. Saturday night, I'm gonna be in the club. I'm gonna be in the club. We've got one of the independent artists that we network with is performing at Club Classics in Lawrenceville, Duluth, Georgia. So we're going to
That's the country right there?
That's what I'm saying. We're going to take us about 300 or 400 people out there and break it all down for them. Show how we do. That's right.
I got people from Georgia. I might throw them y'all way. I'm going to throw them y'all way. What's the club again?
Club Classics. Like classic.
And where is it?
It's in Lawrenceville, Duluth, Georgia.
Lawrenceville, Duluth. That's a sound country.
Yeah, we're gonna have it crunk all the way live. We're gonna have it gone crazy.
All day. I'm gonna definitely put that on my show, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that's in Georgia, I'm gonna tell them to hang up the phone and go to the club.
That's what I'm saying. I'll be there about 11 p.m., so I'll get a chance to call your show and chop it up a little bit with you.
It doesn't matter. You can call in while you're in the club. I went.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, just show some love. That's all I say.
Hey, this is what we're going to tell them, DJ Gone Crazy. We're going to tell them they can have this shit as soon as we get done with it. I'm going to play this track by my boy, Tony Boy, out of Las Vegas, Nevada. He's killing them down there on the strip, and we'll be right back. Thanks for calling in, lady. Love.
My wave game's immaculate, I'm feeling swaggerish. The speed is incredible, it's quite two-steppable, but still harder than a slab of brick. Sin City, where I learn about that bragging shit, about that dice game, grab my dick. Roll the four in the deuce and slide back with the six. If you count money, do your math to this. Yeah, and I ain't worried about y'all trying to holler at the broads that
I know.
And
And I ain't worried if you get up in them drawers, you don't know them sugar walls like. And I don't care if you write a nigga flow. DC at 16 bars, no charge. Before you try to take a nigga whole style and run with it, you don't get none till I'm done with it. Niggas
saying that they want this game, looking at this thing. Soon as I get guns and done, saying that they want my broad, looking at that broad. Soon as I get guns and done, fuck rap, y'all niggas, you can have shit. Nigga, fuck my broad, you can have it, bitch. Nigga, fuck Sin City, you can have it, crown if you can fit one. Soon as I get done.
But until then, you gotta fall back like free safeties on the same side that Moss at. I'm free basing, that means I breathe all crack without tasting that smoke, nigga. Listen, it's no joke, I've been that broke. Pockets full of nothing, no new force to smoke. But I've been that boy, dragging bags out the mall, spending 100 after motherfucking hard, y'all. Y'all don't know about hustle, y'all don't know about struggle, like. And y'all don't know about staring down the muzzle of a gun, can't run like. And y'all don't know how I feel to be the best. Got the whole weight of the city on my chest. Yeah, I got the crown. If you niggas want it, come get it. But you get none till I'm done with it.
I'm saying, you can have this as soon as I get done. That's what I'm talking about. 347-884-8065. If you want to chop it up with me, like I want to chop it up with you, I got my boy, Steve Penn, up in this piece. What's good with you? What's good with you, Steve Pizzle?
Yeah, what's going on, too? We are you, man. I'm chilling, man. I had a little technical difficulties, but I'm up in this piece like I do, man. What's going on with you, man? How you feeling?
Man, I'm making it happen, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is, man. You know what it is. Your boy wasn't feeling too good, you know.
Yeah.
Leaving California, coming to Georgia and running and not eating right and trying to get everything done, trying to be on point. You know, I slipped a little bit, but, you know, the show must go on. We got to keep cracking, but I got some pretty powerful people behind me, so, you know, we're able to come through. BlogTalkRadio.com came through for us, so we got to always come through for them, man. But I'm loving this, man. You know, I'm really loving it. It makes me feel super special good when other radio show hosts off of the BlogTalkRadio.com network comes along and we share our love like that, man. So big ups to DJ Gone Crazy and the Gone Crazy Radio on BlogTalkRadio.com, and we got to get with her tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it's all about, man, spinning hot tracks, man. I don't want to lose him. We got Superfly laying back in the cut, you know what I'm saying? And you're on live with your boys, Too True in the Pen Effect. What's up, Fly, baby?
Well, what's going on? I'm just staying close to the walls. Staying close to the walls, shooting haters off my balls. You heard me?
I love it. Close to the walls, shooting haters off my BALLS. That's what I'm talking about.
Yo, I do like to give a shout out to DJ Gone Crazy. That's one of my people from one of my networking sites that I hit her up earlier and asked her to, you know, bless us again with a phone call, and I see that she did it. So I really do appreciate that. I got you tomorrow. No problem. But what's popping with y'all?
Man, spinning hot music, man, making it happen, man. I wish I had one of them blunt sleeves. I can twist one of these goody goodies up. You know,
I'll probably try to stop through after the show. But peep this out, y'all stay up. I've been going through some crazy mess today. Y'all don't let no haters get to y'all. You know what I'm saying? I fell and started letting the negativity get to me on some BS. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling everybody, don't let it get to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Stay up, stay positive, keep moving forward, and do what y'all doing, because there's going to be always somebody trying to bring you down. Remember that. It's always somebody. When you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're supposed to have haters. So everybody that's hating, I thank you, because you're supposed to do that. You're doing your job to the best of your ability. Well, actually, you can do a little bit more. But until you get to that point, keep doing what you're doing, because you're making us look good.
Real talk.
Yeah.
That's real talk. I second that, too, man. I see. And that chump that we talking about, you better be glad I don't go after people's wife, because I beat it up for you, like while you laid up. Jailhouse, I'll be beating it up, and we'll be keeping it. Nah, that's not right. I'm just like trying to thrash out, you know. Somebody come against mine, I just go banged out on them. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to take a recess on that, and we're going to bang some of this press time. I ain't heard this in a long time. My boys, the Young Giants, put this together for me a while back. But you know what I'm saying? I stopped playing it because the music wasn't original, but it's all out of love. So I'm going to bang it one more time on two true radios in the rhymes.
Yeah, Big Joe West, Tony Sutro, Miss Diamond, Goldie, I told you I got you, right? Deuce Mac, what it do? Yeah. Press time. Most rappers I'm not impressed by. I'm so G like low key, y'all West Ride. I'm staying focused, moving for my riches, repping a new slogan, music over bitches. You can be dead, so love life and laugh on. Getting bread, hop off the bed and turn my swag on. First ball had you convinced that the spit was gifted. Prolific, I'm with the ripping like the infants. Listen, you ain't with the real, you can miss me. Chopping game with Goldie, Too True and Miss D. This Mac talk, this rap art is a catwalk. I'm that spark, yo, get bark because you lack heart. Fuck being in cahoots with you motherfuckers. I'm with the truth in a group with my blood brother. In the coop with Tiki, nigga, the green one. Find a click cleaner than us, you'll never see one. You got rich, so I respect what you plan. But nigga, you don't get the same respect as a man. Now listen, I rap, but I'm not these rap niggas. Auto-tune cocky whack niggas. Believe that, it's giant life. We exposing the bigger in the booth, so you can view the soul in this picture. Yeah, number one internet show on blogtalkradio.com with my G, Tony Tutro, and the beautiful Miss Diamond. Goldie, what it do, my nigga? Tell him to check the lines, homie. It's Young Giants, bigger than life, giant life. Where?
Positions available for haters. No application necessary. Just keep jawjacking about me. We'll murder you with the pen.
Yeah. Right, man. Here
what
we
up,
go.
B, what's good, baby?
Yeah.
Murder with the pen. It's about time. We go in. That's
right, y'all, it's murder with the pen. I know you never heard us on the gym together. Big homie, we gon' win forever.
Now watch these boys bust that ass with a touch of jazz. No wonder we spaz, I'll put you under the trash. Y'all ain't running with gas or running with class. Y'all wanna hit wonders, no wonders we breeze past. Me and Lil Bro got dope for the street stash. Now take this jewel case, crack it open like weed bags. Inhale the fumes, exhale, smell up the room. We excel, then propel to the moon.
It's about time we go in. That's right, y'all, it's murder with the pen. I know you never heard us on the gym together. Big homie, we gon' win forever. It's about time we go in. That's right, y'all, it's murder with the pen. I know you never heard us on the gym together, little homie, we gon' win forever.
When that pen hits that paper, it's so legible. Thought we ran out of ink, that ain't credible. Get on my level, so here's what you better do. Leave it up to me and Steve if you cast on the breeze. I see y'all feeling yourself. We would never sell our soul for a little piece of wealth. Y'all never seen it like this. We ball like Chris Frost, game so sick. Y'all bazooka, y'all bubblegum rap. We chew y'all up and blow that bullshit back. Let's not get it confused. Y'all can front if y'all want, but y'all got garbage tunes. Who y'all think y'all fooling? Jeans tight and drooping. We keep the crowd moving while y'all steady fruity looping. It's proven, yeah, we the shit. So call the quiz, cause y'all counterfeit when y'all spit.
Versatile with the style is simple. Break them off, up and leave them in limbo. Plus flows, crush bones, they brittle. Little kiddos need to switch up your riddles. All excited for nothing, need to pick up the pencil. That fake gangsterism just don't cut it. But I do understand, that's the plan to keep the weak rhymes covered. Sucker, you're insane, your pen gang been strange. We been gutted, them pen brothers, them kid rain. While the rest just drizzle, you know we eat till there ain't no more meat left on a fucking gristle. We sick, y'all, blow them out like they menthol. Keep heads bouncing around like they pinball. Now pinball, floss on the track and lit y'all. Swag on drag, now get lost. Cause this that vintage, unprecedented block shit. The real G's guard and cop quick. Blast on the rise with Steve in the cockpit. While y'all polluting the air, we breathe through the toxic. Filter out the lanes and deliver that hotness. Y'all remember the name, cause these kids here got this. And we ain't going out like most do. Stay disciplined with the pen, eat niggas like soul food. Ain't nothing like tricking out vocals. We been doing this since Puma kicks, four tracks and Pro Tools.
It's about time we go in. That's right, y'all, it's murder with the pen. I know you never heard us on the gym together. Big homie, we gon' win forever. It's about time we go in. That's right, y'all, it's murder with the pen. I know you never heard us on the gym together. Little homie, we gon' win forever.
Yeah,
murder with the pen.
BlogTalkRadio.com say we have more lovers than we have haters, baby. I can't handle it, can't get right. Let's do this.
Rebel music. Nah, I ain't depressed. I'm just a mess. Because love is iffy, sometimes empty, and that's what gets me, cause I can't handle it. Love is iffy, sometimes empty, and that's what gets me, cause I can't handle it. Where the love at? A question that many ask. Cause hella people snobby like Paris who spending cash. And I must admit it be getting me really mad. Enough to Jedi mind trick myself like Benny Pass. Pouring any in a glass over cherry coke and ice. Sipping away the thoughts that had me broken in my life. Soaking in the blood of Christ, filling my battle wounds. While hoping that my untouched gift unravels soon. Like a virgin on third base, trying to get to home plate. But I'm realizing this may be the wrong place. And I ain't trying to force my lifestyle. Cause putting your burdens on another is quite foul. Feeling like the villain type, and that may explain why everything I claim to love go in vain. A whole lot of pain for one to endure. I got my father's name, but he won't help me through the war. And he's a war survivor that made it to Vietnam. with a closed heart, and that probably make him strong. So I guess I gotta just mash alone and hope his technique was in his sperm when he passed it on. Love is iffy and sometimes empty, and that's what gets me, cause I can't handle it. Love is iffy and sometimes empty, and that's what gets me, cause I can't handle it. And if I tried, I'd probably go nuts and won't be able to ride when the going gets tough. And that's all because the road is so rough, enough to realize I ain't got no luck. So what am I to do? Should I just give up? Cause me and happiness barely keep in touch, like a long distance relationship that's not meant to make me put up my defenses with no offense. And like that, I'm off it, and somehow okay. So the homie Lini told me that wasn't the right way. She said I need to learn to keep anger at a light pace and stop letting the dark invade my space. So I took her advice to upgrade thy faith, and I must say it really made my day. But when I left her presence, it was like the feeling gave up and drained my well-being like having the main vein cut. Cause it's hard to stay evolved around positive without falling in the world of Bobby Brown prerogatives. The pain is obvious to everyone like they the audience, but I'm yet to get the kind of love that I can fall against. So I gotta stand tall, cause a love expectation can make a man fall. Always being a rebel toward the land law, keep me bouncing off the walls like a game of handball. Love is iffy, and sometimes empty, and that's what gets me, cause I can't handle it. Love is iffy, and sometimes empty, and that's what gets me, cause I can't handle it. Love is iffy, sometimes empty, and that's what gets me, cause I can't handle it. Love is iffy, and sometimes empty, and that's what gets me, cause I can't handle it. Man, love is iffy, and I can't stand a dang rain like Missy. But not enough to cry like a sissy, just enough to wonder why the sunshine missed me. So I ride on instinct, with no kind of pride existing until I'm extinct. No desire for having an offspring, cause the thought of having a little walks is a lost dream that I don't care for searching for. Already experienced, family can hurt you more than anybody else in this world. Such an outcast, I can't even get help from my girl, but I ain't tripping, cause I learned to accept how it goes, so that way I won't feel alone when I stand on my own. Cause to me now, the word love don't mean much unless it comes from the thought of believing in Jesus. Because love is iffy, and that's what gets me, cause I can't handle it. And it's empty, and that's what gets me, cause I can't handle it. Man, love is iffy, and that's what gets me, cause I can't handle it. Love is iffy and sometimes empty, and that's what gets me, cause I can't handle it.
That's right, that's how we do it. Can't stop, won't stop, will not with this R&B and hip hop. Here we go. Don't go. Don't go. That's what she tell me. Don't go. But I told you I was in the radio show business. Tunisia, y'all. Don't go.
Man, I don't see why you tripping. I mean, you knew, you saw this coming. You knew at some point in my career that I was going to have to leave. I mean, it's here now. I mean, why are you so shocked?
I heard you leaving. So soon can I get with you before you go?
Telling me to be strong, but I don't know how.
I wanna walk away.
talking and say I promise I stand here all in your face. You think I'ma leave now, don't you? And you do anything in this world you could to keep me, won't you? You wanna get freaky, don't you? You wanna get freaky, don't you? I see you think I'm leaving, not coming back. So I had to write, drop on the track, and let you know in a special blow that I'm leaving, yeah, not letting this go. And can a woman nigga hit it like me, I break it down. Girl, we making sounds up. Love is making love now.
Blogtalkradio.com presentation of one of the hottest shows on the internet, Indie Rhymes, brought to you by Two True Radio. That's right. Check this out. I got a question. Is there anything wrong with African American men preferring to marry African women as opposed to marrying African-American women? Some African-American men feel like they just had enough with the African-American experience with the African-American woman in terms of marrying. It's okay to cut them and make love to them, but some guys that I know, I'm not going to call any names, prefer to marry an African woman, and I want to talk about that when we get back. And for all you ladies that's interested in, like, going to the movies and to the shows with Tony Two True, that's good. But don't get your heart involved because you will get hurt. I'm looking to have some fun, y'all, and I'm going to keep it real. Got a couple. Monte Carlo.
Yeah, yeah. Monte Carlo. Hey, DJ Sizzle.
You know how we do. We big time over here, homie.
DJ Oso.
Y'all playing games, though.
Up the racks, up the straps, where I'm ripping.
watch double straps with a dripping nose. Couple goons in the whip, they're acting home.
I got a couple whips, I'm worth a couple meals. I'm so independent, don't need a record deal. Got a couple labels, say they want assignments. Double A&R's watching.
African-American woman. Now, what is this all about? I want to take some calls. You guys can get emotional. You can keep it even till. It doesn't really matter to me. This is real talk, extended. You know what I'm saying? So let's do this. Let's take some calls. First, I want my boy Superfly to hit it. And then if Cher Love ever raise her hand like she want to talk to somebody, and we're going to talk to her and Lady Diamond, of course, and my boy Steve Penn, but I want to chop this up. Superfly, what do you think about that, man? A lot of African-American brothers, white guys and all that are saying they like them girls from Africa. What's with that, man? What's your thoughts on that? Are you with me? Okay. Superfly going to touch that later. My boy Steve Penn, you with me?
Yeah. I'm with you, Rodden. Wow. Okay. Well, they might be saying that, Tone, because they may feel like an African woman is more submissive. Other than that, I really couldn't answer that question because I've never dated an African woman. So I don't have any experience. And, you know, why was, you know, these guys will even say that? Maybe they experienced them, you know. But only thing I can think of off the top of my head is that maybe they may be more submissive, you know, to their other half.
Right.
Maybe. I don't know.
You never know. That sounds good, though, Steve. Let's bring Cher Love on the line and see what her thoughts are. Cher Love, you on live with your boy Too True and Steve Penn, and the question is, why are some of these African-American guys going for these African women instead of their own African-American girls over here in the great USA?
Hey. First of all, I want to give a shout-out to my boy Steve Penn and Tony Too True, you know, on the Block Talk Radio. Y'all doing a dig over there, you know. Just want to give my little love. You know how Cher Love do it. Got to give love first.
That's right.
First and most of all. So, you know, I love y'all. So, you know, I got to give my love out first. But I don't know, man. Shoot, I don't know. These some crazy dudes out here. Maybe, huh. You know, I don't really want to say because, you know, I'm married and everything. But don't know. My husband, hell, he just went over from white women to black women. I don't know. He had a black woman and couldn't go back. So, you know, I don't know why y'all men, like, want African women. I mean, we all the same. It's just some, like Steve Pence said, some are more submissive than others. You know, it's the culture. You know, a lot of times it's just the culture, you know, how a person is raised. You know, you have a lot of wonderful, you know, I'm going to put my American, African-American women up. You know, there's some good ass African-American women out there that are submissive. But, you know, you have to have a person that's going to be submissive to you as well. You know,
right.
I know the Bible tells us that we have to be submissive to our men, but our men have to be on top of things too. You know,
that's
if
right.
we got a man, if we got a man out there, and I ain't going to hold y'all up, but if we got a man out there allowing a woman to do the man's job, that's what you get. You're not going to get a submissive woman. But if you got a man out there that's doing everything they're supposed to do, what you got? You got love. You got a woman that'll cook, clean, iron your drawers, bring your food to the bed to you. If you see she like a king, love you up in every kind of way that you want to be loved up. You know how y'all men like it all flipped and flopped? Hey, but if you got a gift to receive, because women are receivers, men are givers. So take this man, be a better giver, and a woman to be a better receiver.
Wow. Hey, I don't think nobody can say it better than that, Steve. A lot of good points. One of the primary points that Steve hit, and you hit with it also, I'm feeling that too. You know, a lot of these guys think that African women in general are more submissive, but it's not that so much as it is the cultural thing. And I think a lot of guys get caught up in this cultural thing where they believe that they can act any old kind of way they want to, do whatever they want to do, and their wife is going to submit. And I will be honest with you. The majority of American women are not putting up with that crap no more. So I applaud the sisters in America for being stand up, doing your thing, being a good woman. But when you recognize that there is no reciprocity, like Cher Love said, you have to give if you want to receive. You give, you receive. You don't give, you don't receive. And then we want to run to another culture. So I like that, Cher Love. I like that. I like that a lot. What do you think about that, Steve, that point about the cultural difference?
Yeah, I think she definitely hit that on the head. It's a major point right there. You know, if a lot of men will stand up and be men and do their thing, treat their women like queens, they'll have the African queen. You know, you wouldn't have to run around to another country to find something that you think, because you think the grass is greener. She hit it. She hit it off right there. I mean, you got to be a man, stand up, do man things.
Can I say something else, Anthony? One more short thing.
Yes, absolutely,
Shelly. I want to say one more thing. And, you know, I love my dad. He's been gone, bless his soul, for a long time now, like 16 years. And, you know, I can say they don't make men like that. And I can say one thing to my dad. He loved us. And the one thing he instilled in me, the beauty that I have was inside of me. And this is what men need to do with their daughters. They need to instill you're beautiful. You're more than a conqueror. You're a queen. You know, we need to validate our men and our women so they can grow up treating their men and women like kings and queens, and we don't have to run through our culture. So it does. It starts with the parents. It starts with the mothers. It starts with, you know, fathers loving their wives in front of their kids, and I'm not talking about no freaky stuff, but I'm just talking about just loving on them, respecting them, and showing them love and compassion. And these young men will grow up seeing this and knowing how to do it. And it just goes on in a circle and a cycle and a cycle, and it just goes on and on. So, you know, let's start right now and break this curse. And I have an 18-month-old, you know, and he sees his dad love on me, and he loves on me like that. So I think that's a good thing, you know? That's a good thing. So this is what we need to teach our children. But I love y'all. This is your love.
Absolutely, absolutely, Cher Love. I agree with that 100%. What I want to do is I want to continue this conversation, but I want to spin another hot exclusive track. It's coming out of the Knock Music Management, y'all. Check this out. We'll be right back. Hopefully we can get my girl, the number one, Lady Diamond, to capitulate on the point, and hopefully Superfly will be back in full effect when we get back after this hot exclusive track. Check it out.
Niggas think it's all gravy and shit for the executive, you know? Nah, nigga. Everybody got issues, you know? I don't give a fuck. I got a lot on my mind, I can't stop drinking. The money on my mind, so I can't stop thinking. Just when I blow, when the ship starts sinking. Can't even sleep, cause I can't stop thinking. Got a lot on my mind, I can't stop drinking. The money on my mind, so I can't stop thinking. Just when I blow, when the ship starts sinking. I can't even sleep, cause I can't stop thinking. I got insomnia, but I'm the Al Pacino. The plastic cup in my hand filled up with XO. And OX got me chasing 10 Tabasinos. I had that white boy pushing like Karolinko. Lord help me now, cause I'm back again. The prodigal son returning from a life in sin. Bad C told me be easy on that gin. But how can I mend when I got 100 grand? He cut me off and said, most niggas will settle for that. But not me, I wouldn't give a nigga a medal for that. The way I'm feeling, you can get the heavy metal for that. And it might make me feel better so I can chill and relax. Then get myself with ease, but I ain't talking sleep. A nigga talking zeros, call me the ghetto hero. Call me the hustler's hope, call me the people's champ. And counting grounds, got my mind like a champ. I got a lot on my mind, I can't stop drinking. The money on my mind, so I can't stop thinking. Just when I float, when the ship starts sinking. Can't even sleep, cause I can't stop thinking. Got a lot on my mind, I can't stop drinking. The money on my mind, so I can't stop thinking. Just when I'm floating, when the ship starts sinking. I can't even sleep, cause I can't stop thinking. It's getting overwhelming for a convicted felon. Eyes glued to the rear view, I think they swelling. Blowing smoke through the sunroof, I think they smell it. They think I sell it, that milkshake, call it Kellen. Most of the time they jealous, they get on good fellas. The envy to Bentley with an umbrella that raised up in the rain and drop off of the sun. I was raised in the pain, so they think I got guns. I was raised by the cane, so they think I got funds. Right next to the crack, I can't go out like that. I'm a real nigga, so I speak a matter of fact. Only right, I put my thoughts on the track. I got a lot on my mind, I can't stop drinking. The money on my mind, so I can't stop thinking. Just when I'm floating, when the ship starts sinking. Can't even sleep, cause I can't stop thinking. Got a lot on my mind, I can't stop drinking. The money on my mind, so I can't stop thinking. Just when I'm floating, when the ship starts sinking. I can't even sleep, cause I can't stop thinking. I got a complex, I call it fetiosis. When money's the main focus, the meaningful things in life are hopeless. And every day it's like I stay with a fifth of the potion. One time call a DUI when I put it in motion. And baby girl, I think she jealous of me and money's devotion. Cause every time I step out the door, I get the funniest notion. She think it's about a bitch, I be like, ain't that about a bitch? I know now niggas who got rich by thinking with their dicks. But a lot of niggas caught the fifth from fucking with the shit. I seen a hustler go broke later with a bitch. So I follow my intuition, the big pictures get rich. Shipping by the truckload, man, we can get them in. I want that George Young flip the room, Benjamin. Pitching me on the pallet of the big faces, sipping hands. First stones around the neck of a precious gem. I can hear my mama saying, you done did it again. I got a lot on my mind, I can't stop drinking. The money on my mind, so I can't stop thinking. Just when I'm floating, when the ship starts sinking. Can't even sleep, cause I can't stop thinking. Got a lot on my mind, I can't stop drinking. The money on my mind, so I can't stop thinking. Just when I'm floating, when the ship starts sinking. I can't even sleep, cause I can't stop thinking.
I really want to know. I want to know. What is it that's making these boys in America go for them gals in Africa? Superfly, can you hit that for me, man? Are you back yet? Superfly's not back in the house. Superfly's not back in the house. It's okay. That's all right. Lady Diamond, Lady Diamond, Lady Diamond, Lady Diamond, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, everybody.
What's good with you, baby doll? How you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing wonderful. Even though it rained and I got stuck in the rain, God is good anyway.
God is good. I want to tell everybody before you touch that for me, Diamond, I want to tell everybody that heard us on Wednesday, put shouts out and prayers for my nephew. He was in the hospital. He's home. He's doing good, back in the saddle. God is good all the time, and he answers even when we don't expect him to sometimes. So I had to say that, Diamond.
We have to put our faith where it's supposed to be. Without faith, nothing is done. So we have to have that faith. What's up, Stephen Penn? Shout out to you, baby. Share love. And my boy Tony Too True. Let's get on that point with the African
noodles. Wait for the noodles finish.
Okay. Sorry about that, Diamond.
Oh, what happened?
No, I had took someone off of mute, and they were talking about noodles.
Okay. Touch point on the African thing. You want to say the question again, and so I can make sure I heard it right.
There's a lot of African American guys, white guys, Americans that are seeking African wives rather than African American wives, and we were just discussing the possibilities of the different reasons why they're doing that. And
I really don't have a really dick answer on that, other than it's your choice. And it doesn't mean that African women are more submissive than African American women. It's not that. I have several African women, and they seem to be in much a charge of their own lives and do what they feel like they want to do, just like a regular black American black African woman. Now, with the male, I have to agree with Cher Love on some of the things that she said about when you give out, when you give, you receive. Okay, when you receive, you give. You know, it's all about respecting each other. And, I mean, if a man want to go Africanized, then, you know, in Africa, you know, then that's what he could do. You know, I want to know if it's about love, or is it just about getting an African woman to be your slave, or just a relationship. I mean, what type of relationship are you looking at? So it just depends on what you're looking for, because a lot of African women that you're talking to on the phone or on the internet or meet African women, a lot of women are getting with men, just like the African men, is to get their citizenship. So it just depends on how you're getting with these women. Now, a lot of men feel that black women are too strong for them, so they want to go elsewhere to see what other type of women that they can get. But you have to understand this. African women are just as strong, or sometimes stronger, than us black women here in America. So it really doesn't matter who you're with, as long as you're being true to yourself and true to that person that you're going to be with.
I agree with that 100%. I think, like you were saying, you don't know the different reasons. I think one of the reasons is exactly that. These guys think for whatever reason they're going to have control over an African woman, and they really have it. Like you, I have some African female friends, and it's not like that. Certainly the culture is different. If you're a good man and you've got a good cultured African woman, you've got a pretty good thing going on. But if you fool and you're going to be ruling her, and she's going to take all that stuff that you're putting down with.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, a lot of times men take submissive in a different direction, because you have to understand what being submissive is. You know what I'm saying? A submissive woman is not a woman that you can tell, get in there and get yourself ready, or get in there and get me a glass of water, fix my food. When I come home, you better. You know, this is some of the things some men want a woman to do. They want this woman to bow down to them like they're king, but they don't want to treat their black woman like they're a queen. But then they get to a different culture or different nationality or whatever and treat these women like queens when they adopt their own black women. So they just want to, you know, they take it to a different level. When you do have your beautiful black women here, if you respect them, you know, if you respect your woman, then you're going to get respected back. But if you disrespect, I'm telling you, these African women will whoop your tail. These African women will down on you. Believe that. You know, just like a black woman, a white woman will do the same thing. So, you know, it just depends on where you are in your life and what you're looking for. If you're looking for love, then you can be, you know, the true love that God puts together, not just that thing where we're going through this African women because our black women is not doing what we tell them to do, you know. But go, I'll tell you like this, see ya. Have fun with that African woman because the right man is going to get me and he's going to be the king that I've been waiting for the, you know, forever.
That's right. I don't believe it's anything wrong with dating anybody from any part of the world, any race, but it's the reasons behind that. We're going to play this song. It's called The Truth, and we'll be right back and take some more calls. Thanks, guys. 347-884-8065 is the number. Call us or go online, blogtalkradio.com/2TrueRadio.
Survive in this life, in this dark, no lie, no lie. I need the truth, so I
the number one broadcast network under the sun. You heard?
Original deity, indivisible, primitive, it's criminal, all in the physical. Currently, currency bagging it with the urgency and with the word game, still nice like courtesy. Spend a minute, time is money, make it well worth your wait. Spend a minute, I mixed all the hoopla and melee in the OG call to my nigga K Slate. I hereby solemnly swear to take it where, got some brave motherfuckers if you follow me there. First off, A&R's obsolete, we got this cocksucker, let it pop in the street. Make a banger, that's a guarantee, hardest hitter. Keep a buzz like a shop full of barber clippers. Got my mind and my clothes like sharper scissors, and a car to turn heads while they call the whippers. And including yours truly, got a cool sharp shooty that'll make it totally impossible to hit us. Work City, immortal DJ Stevie Steve. I've been killing the drummer's beat since Marcy Center. Backbiters can't bother the Witcher, or even waste time throwing darts at a car to pitcher. Violin about the size of the two Dakotas, and cop diamonds to my wrist go supernova. Sweet in the Nico, full of my people. Naked bitches, hard liquor, this week's the sequel, man. The sum of it all, there will be no equal. Woo, sit right here. Lil' mama, we in VIP, sit right here. Kings County got the bottles full of get right here. See the whole squad style on haters. Fresh cut, seven air, well spoken with mile on paper. Chicks dizzy when they see these stars. Some of them coming in with a man, wanna leave with guards. Top bras in my face, caressing, stressing. Heard rumors about the 3-on-1, but she wants some. Shorty is a winner, a few drinks in her way. Her hands ran up, made a nigga stand up. Just the right touch, I could really give a fuck. Kings County, motherfucker. Top gun and check. Study car check. Check. No, crab niggas ain't lonely at the top. If you set another plate for your homie at the top, make a bigger table for your stable, cause you're able, but you're solo with your shining while your kinfolk crying. Never mind, lame, trying to pass treachery, greed and lies off this clever mind game. Pockets in pain, what? Never mind, man, break bread and stay fed forever. My aim, the jet set though, yeah. It's all XO. Marcy forever, king of the metro. Me, I said so, believe, yet no fools wanna act brand new, flipping the retro. Yeah. Trying to stay backwards, make them acrobatic with the Marsburg action, or maybe a Gatlin. For home skillet, really, I packed the full Philly, put a burn in your sternum, make it squirm and get silly. Brooklyn with a slug sling, clip a thug's wing through a feather bomb, make it rain a dumb storm, smarten up. Saw the P1, saw the veteran, knew they better run, button up. Rhyme prostitution, mixtapes, LPs, mansion and seclusion, downloads and shipping worldwide distribution. 60-foot cruising, South Atlantic wild peaches at the bar juicing. For the job, to the lie, to the H in Atlanta, they call me the big J to the A. A wizard with the word, what you want me to say? Motherfucking county.
Yeah, this is your boy Tony Two True, and you're listening to blogtalkradio.com. It's Friday, y'all. Indie Rhymes. I wanted to give a big shout out to my girl Denise Dyer over here, part of the blogtalkradio.com family. Denise has a show, comes on Thursday morning, September 3rd at 7 a.m. on the East Coast and in the Dirty Dirty, called Hold the Vision Radio. She's a life coach, Denise is, and she has some pretty distinguished guests. I know you guys have heard of Iyanna VanZant, so give my girl some love, show her some support. That's Denise Dyer on Thursday, this coming September 3rd, 7 a.m. in the morning, y'all. And we were talking about these guys in America going for the girls in Africa. Man, it's got kind of nice there. Steve Penn, what it do, man?
Well, when I think about that situation, that the guys choosing these African women, hey, man.
And you know the conversation is pretty interesting. You know what I'm saying? You know, I think that if a guy really wants a good woman, like Lady Diamond and like Sure Love alluded to, you've got to be a good person, and you have to have your intentions properly. You know, you can't just be wanting a woman that you can run over and run through. So you decide, well, man, I'm defeated by the American women. If you think that women in other parts of the country is going to put up with that crap, it's just as many women in America that will put up with crap as there are in other countries. And so you've got to be willing to give your best to get your best. If you give crap, you're going to get crap. So Yeah, I think the conversation is pretty hot, man. Let me see if my boy Superfly is back up in this piece. Superfly, you with us, man? Are you still
here? I'm here. I was here before. Both of the other times I was here, but I had my phone on mute and didn't realize it, and I was talking, and you couldn't hear.
Yeah, okay.
All right, this is my thing right here. All right, my thing is, first I'm a little history, a little knowledge. The reason why women, black American women are the way they are, all right, when we first came to this country, black folks from Africa came to this country, we treated, or they treated black men, their kings, with the same respect that, you know what I'm saying, the submissiveness, if you might say, it's not really submissiveness, but they knew how to treat their man. And black men, watching how the slave owners and all of them did our women, we ended up adapting that same thing and treating our women the same way. Now, I've been with an African woman, but she was Americanized, so she still had the same attitudes or whatever that most black women, quote-unquote, have, not saying it's really an attitude. My take on it is, any type of woman, black, white, African, whatever you want to say, once they get to the point where they're fed up, they're not going to take it no more. Any man out here can have a woman that be the same way if you go to Africa and how they treat their men. You can get you an American, African-American woman to treat you the same exact way if you do everything that you're supposed to do right by her. You know what I'm saying? If you do everything you're supposed to do for your woman, and your woman is not doing everything she's supposed to do, by, you know, the missing, like, I look at it like, all right, I got a cousin that live in California. Him and his old lady been together since junior high school. He's almost 40 right now, and he goes to work, she go to work, she get home, she cook dinner, fix his plate, sit down, and she feed him his food. And she's an American woman. She feeds him his food. Go in there and run his bath water. When he gets in the tub, she washes him up. And this is not because he got her trained. It's just because the relationship they have together, and it's been a while, he's done right by her. So she's rewarding him, so to say, you know what I'm saying, and doing what he likes. That's all it is. It's not necessarily being submissive. It's just doing what you, they should do what you like as long as you're doing what they like.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what Cher Love and Lady Diamond were saying, too. You got to give what you want to get. You got to give a day to get a day. Yeah, I'm on that, real talk.
Real talk.
I think I just might change my mind and get me an American wife. Hey, is it a Cinderella out there somewhere?
Jay Woods. Yo. This is for you. For you. My Cinderella. All I need is my Cinderella. My Cinderella. My Cinderella. Baby girl, all I need is my Cinderella. My Cinderella. My Cinderella. Baby girl, yo. Summer, spring, fall, they don't got nothing on her. She bring the sunshine on me like California. Skin smooth, clear like a glass of water. Long legs, you would think shorty was a performer. Holding tight when we dancing, I'ma show her romantic. I'm addicted to her, you could call me an addict. She is one of a kind, like from another planet. She's always on my mind, so thinking about is a habit. She's past average, no definition to explain who she is. For now, let's call her terrific. Yeah, I'm already seeing visions of me and her kissing on her waist. All I need is my Cinderella, my Cinderella, my Cinderella. Baby girl, all I need is my Cinderella, my Cinderella, my Cinderella. All I need is my Cinderella, my Cinderella, my Cinderella. Baby girl, all I need is my Cinderella. Can I not remind her that she's beautiful? You should take a look at her and tell me what you would do.
probably take her out shopping for some diamonds to compliment her beauty of Jamaica from the island. Yeah, baby girl, she be styling. Phone number's hot, so you know I gotta dial it and arrange a visit. Rearrange your outfit, light a couple candles for when we chillin' lounging. Looking at her, her eyes so amazing. I can see the future, me and her with little babies. Yeah, maybe that's kinda crazy. Whatever, fuck what you say. All I need is my Cinderella, my Cinderella, my Cinderella. Baby girl, all I need is my Cinderella, my Cinderella.
Conversations with it. Money's my shit. I go on vacation with her. And when I'm bored, I play PlayStation with her. I got a good game. Some don't get to hit her. Like Derek G, the ninth inning, I'm nice with it. Hustle heat like mail to get a couple mil. She spend the night. I like the way she makes me feel. But the next day, I flip her just to get some new bills. Like, call your friends, ma, I wanna have some fun. Threesome with Keisha, we could get it done. Stack more to the ceiling from the floor. HG gon' eat when my CD hit the stores. My money talks shit, my money talks to man. My money talks shit, my money talks to man. My money talks shit, my money talks to man. God, please let this money keep on talking to man. My money talks shit, my money talks to man. My money talks shit, my money talks to man. My money talks shit, the money talks to me. God, please let this money keep on talking to me. It feels great to be counting all this cake. Like it's my birthday, July 5th to Thursday. It got me in more kicks than East Bay. And we grinding like the team ran a relay. These days I'm feeling a little ballsy. So I went and cop season Celtics with the floor seats. I might skybox it if my money skyrocket. Haters watching, so we keep on denying profit. I could make them feel a little better, right? Especially when I'm rocking custom nights. Air Jordans with the photos of his flight. Listen, homie, my money talking nice, right? My money talks shit, my money talks to man. My money talks shit, my money talks to man. My money talks shit, money talks to man. God, please let this money keep on talking to man. My money talks shit, my money talks to man. My money talks shit, money talks to man. My money talks shit, the money talks to man. God, please let this money keep on talking to man.
I'm about cheddar, but redders and all the levers of cheddar. I'll make it better, go get it. I'm from the city where they grind for loot. Stack chips, play the corner with the iron and shoot. No mercy, destined for hell, we bloodthirsty. Streets are in, if it's about money, then go on, hurts me. Cause for the money, I will sacrifice. Cause my kids, why I see them in the afterlife on some trife. Bein' them, gotta eat to live, ain't nothing sweet. It's my prerogative, I'm from the streets. And homie, I'm about my cheese. If you don't know me and you owe me, I get out and squeeze. I'm chillin'.
Yeah, that's how we do it. That's how we do it. You know what I'm saying? Looky here, Steve Penn. That's a hot track right there, man.
Yeah, that was Nasdaq Ness, y'all. That camp out of Connecticut, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my boy Mel with Soul Canvas Productions, man. Kid up there doing good things right along with that Rod fam. That was Nasdaq Ness, y'all. Good with
real
your trope.
Real talk, man. Hey, we got like 39 minutes left.
Yes,
I wanna play some more Get Right. This is called Quicksand. We'll be right back, y'all. Check it out.
Can't get right. The Rebellion. GT affiliate. What up, my niggas? Let's grow. Man, I'm just gonna give it the best way I can. You know what I'm saying? You can either feel it. You don't have to feel it. Whatever. It's still coming. Yeah. Yo, there's a lot I have to give in my life. Even if the scene is fucked up and the feeling ain't right. Can't get, ain't shit, but ill on the mic. Broken down in the dark and then rebuilt in the light. I'm destined for grace, even though demons is testing my faith. In the act of disgrace, I was ridiculed and smacked in the face. And spit upon like if I was a lower class of a race. But I'm a rebel that they just can't break. Making the best of situations when they ain't that great. Cause I'm a grown ass man that can accept my fate. So respect my space because I earned it. And I'm still learning why wheels is turning. I'm discerning in life's sermon why the kill is burning. Man, I'm real determined to put the real in verses. And I'ma stay humble while waiting for my skill to surface. Now I refuse to feel that everything I built was worthless. So you can close your ears and let my words reveal the purpose.
How in the fuck can you claim to be a man when your income still come out your mom's hand? And how in the fuck can you claim to have a plan when you can't keep shit calm in your own land? And how can you expect folks to understand when your dumb ass don't even know what you're saying? And how can you expect life to expand when you keep getting stuck in the same quicksand?
Really? How could you and why would you wanna keep the people in your life that try to keep you under? That shit make me wonder. Like when I wonder how these niggas claim to be men but still depend upon their mama. And I ain't tripping, if that's what you do, then do your thing. But when I make these moves, I don't wanna hear you complain. Cause ain't no way in hell you can get where you wanna get when you allow yourself to be held down by someone else's grip. I hope that helps a bit. Cause if it don't, you're just another loser talking shit that's bound to lose since the beginning. And I ain't just for dudes, it's also going out to women that claim they true and they ain't and they make me sick. The ones that don't mess with anything if it isn't rich, meaning they willing to do anything that's pleasing to his dick. So I'ma keep it real about you and this foolishness. Go digging, don't make you smart, it makes you a stupid bitch. Word to my little sis.
You gotta feel me, baby.
Your brother's gonna teach you to be an independent lady. So if you want, you can buy yourself a brand new Mercedes. And when the niggas sell you a dream, you'll look at them crazy. And that goes for any woman with her mind right. I pray that God shine on you with his divine light. Cause when you got self-respect, you won't accept anything in your life that can cause you to wreck.
Yeah, how in the fuck can you claim to be a man when your income still come out your mom's hand? And how in the fuck can you claim to have a plan when you can't keep shit calm in your own land? And how can you expect folks to understand when your dumb ass don't even know what you're saying? And how can you expect life to expand when you keep getting stuck in the same quicksand?
Well, this is it, folks. We at the last verse. I hope you can forgive me if you think this track hurts. But that won't stop me for telling you niggas how it is. And it won't stop me for busting you out on how you live. Cause that affect the people in your life that's real with you. And make them wanna give up and not wanna deal with you. Cause it hurt to see the one you love hit the flow and give up hope on themselves like if they don't wanna live no more. That's why I'm here to show, not to criticize. Like I control you by telling you how to live your life. This is only advice, you can take it or leave it. I'm knowing everyone don't have what it takes to receive it. But if you do, then I support you on making achievements, even the ones that nobody ever believed in. Cause we can do whatever we put our mind to, but only if you learn to leave your past behind you. And if you don't, then I'm dropping your ass behind me. And you'll tell people how wrong I was after I leave. But I won't give a shit, cause I'll be in the midst of the peace of mind that I know you will never get. So try to understand this knowledge that I'm throwing at you. Or stay one place in your life like you a stone statue. And if you choose to stay, it should be no hassle for you to answer these questions when someone grown asks
how in the fuck can you claim to be a man when your income still come out your mom's hand? And how in the fuck can you claim to have a plan when you can't keep shit calm in your own land? And how can you expect folks to understand when your dumb ass don't even know what you're saying? And how can you expect life to expand when you keep getting stuck in the same quicksand? How in the fuck can you claim to be a man when your income still come out your mom's hand? And how in the fuck can you claim to have a plan when you can't keep shit calm in your own land? And how can you expect folks to understand when your dumb ass don't even know what you're saying? And how can you expect life to expand when you keep getting stuck in the same quicksand?
Then get right. God Talk Radio. Yeah.
West Coast.
Yeah! Two True Radio!
You know.
Steve Penn Production.
You heard it, South.
What's up, Lady Diamond? Super fly, keep your network on, man.
You know what it is.
Goldie? I don't know, man. I just want to know what you have. I'm getting it in, y'all.
Yep.
Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays. 7 o'clock in the dirty. 4 o'clock on the West Coast.
BlogTalkRadio.com. The number one broadcast network shining under the sun. Where you can host your own show if that's what you want to do. Maybe you need to advertise. Holla at your boy. BlogTalkRadio.com. The number one broadcast network shining under the sun. Where you can host your own show if that's what you want to do. Maybe you need to advertise. Holla at your boy.
All for life, nigga.
Free my nigga.
They gon' fight. Told them I was hard for life. I mean life. Money in my pocket gon' storm. Let's get a shower. Throw it in them panties. Gon' fall like twin towers. Nothing ain't a thing to me. I got weight. So Charlie wanna ride with D and get cake. I love the way you're popping, baby. This thing hot. They probably got you rocking, lady. Now get guap. Pretty little thing, I see she like bread. So spinning ain't a thing to me, I like hate. I'm hot like the sun, I shine, I mean gloss. And when I say the whip got cream, I mean frost, nigga.
Money, 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 money. Step into the club, the girls start checking. $1,000 later, they all butt naked. Me hold the money, money. When I'm on the scene, they're shaking that thing. They know I got cheese, that's why they love me. Me hold the money.
Like my leg broke. See, I throw that money, baby. I don't hit the dance floor like I'm shooting a free throw. I take my time. I stand behind the line and hit both of mine. The hoes from the ghetto and stiletto. They bougie and they Gucci. But put them both together and I bet they make a movie. Shorty want a D-boy. Your bitch choosing. Cause all these boys I'm with, they getting to it. And all these hoes in here, now let's do it. I just ordered 10 grand and through it. I'm a rock star. It's not a day that I'm not sharp. And you can let her hand go cause she's not yours. She like money.
Money, 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 money. Step into the club, the girls start checking. $1,000 later, they all butt naked. Behold the money. They know I got cheese, that's why they love me.
Behold
the money.
Money. Step out on the dance floor, beaming like a rainbow. Boy, I'm so fly, you think I was an angel. Living life like Martin Luther had a dream. So much money got me flooded like New Orleans. These hoes wide, she wanna bite my cracker die. Them green things in my pocket, I make a nun smile. Now pop a bottle, watch her fuck me like a porn star. Them horses got her super hot, call that NASCAR. She love that four flipper, clear the pie like D'Angelo. In case a nigga out of line with that Anna bro. 30 seconds. Numb it on you, crash dummy. She want it all at one time, homie. It's just
money, 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 money. Step into the club, the girls start checking. $1,000 later, they all butt naked. Behold the money.
They know I got cheese, that's why they love me. Behold the money. Money. Behold the money. DNA! Alaska, baby. Huh? Yeah, that's how we do it. It is a global entertainment organization, this coalition, this movement, to True Radio. Check my boy out, Phil Dub. Yeah, it's my boy. All around the world with this thing.
thing, www. Yeah. I promise you, that's my boy Phil Dub out of the ATL, that's right. And he kicking some of that West Coast swagger like. Smooth deals, we'll be right back. And I think I got my boy Rufus in the house. We're going to try to chop it up with him when we get right back. We got 21 minutes.
Yeah. Smooth deals. And money green and it's Look into my eyes, baby girl, you could tell I'm high. Look at my chains and my rings, you could tell I'm fly. I spit raps now, I don't gotta sell a pie. Tell me what it is and we off to the telly, mine.
I heard you was free.
Well, we'll soon see.
Cause I get my hands
on that hotel room key.
Like giving brain.
Put your face in my lap.
I have some time for games.
Girl, it's straight to the action.
Let me see your work, shorty, can you make it
end up? One night only, cause I don't have no
handcuffs.
Tell me what it is, I'm waiting for your
answer.
Twist those hips, move your body like a
pastor.
Feels kinda tipsy, I'm feeling
okay.
Pass me that Henny, I don't want no
okay.
You fall in love with your baby, no
okay.
I'll take a rain check it to the next day.
On the, 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 on
ya. If not, I'll take the rain check and see ya later.
I make my money up front. I don't do rain checks. Money over niggas, that's what I call safe sex. It's a Q-U-E-E-M-V-E-E. Champagne bottle shape, oh so bubbly. Like MTV, I stay sucker free. Every 100 grand I get is like enough for me. And I'm always trying to come again. Sorta like a nympho, but only for the Benjamins. Young nigga got a sweet tooth for the Kim again. Steady like how it's sweet like cinnamon. Tastes like candy. Under my Vicky panties. Got his ass sprung, he want me to meet his family. Can we just cruise for all the haters? Sit down here and get high as a skyscraper. Do a little shopping if you got some paper. If not, I take a rain check and see you later.
But Agent said she was gonna email me the script, and
she couldn't pick the parts out, so I got to read the whole thing, which is good, especially if I get the part. But what's good with Two True Radio, man? You know I'm an avid listener. I'm always listening in. And this gospel thing, man, it's gonna be something. It's gonna
man,
be something.
Man, we about to get them, man. I'm so excited about that, man. You know, and listening to you, man. I know you cats are doing your thing, man. Like you say, you auditioning for movies and you're producing and you're promoting and you know you're doing a lot of things, man. And one of the reasons why I know for a fact that you are enjoying some success. It's because you're giving it up to God first, man, and that's what we do. Just like Steve Penn, we do it like that, man. We have to give it up to God, man, all the time, you know. We got a few
minutes.
Hey, man,
I dropped some networking for you. I got to talk to your boy, man. My boy LaCreed, he was here in Hawaii last week. You know, I got to go out there and see his show. It's a pretty tight show, man. I never seen a show like that with little kids walking around and everything, a hip-hop gospel show, you know. It was all good. I was so busy networking, man, I didn't even get to holler at him, but I did talk to his booking agent, and that's the number I got for you, Tara. So you give her a call, man. I tried calling her the other day, but I think we both should go ahead and network with that and make this thing happen because he's down there closer to y'all, and he don't mind doing the show for free, man. You know?
Man, you know what? But you know what? That's the wonderful thing about what we're doing, man, that God is sending us so many of the right people in the right places. And we certainly are going to do that after the show tonight. I've got to run out of here real, real fast. Like you got to go do an audition. I've got to go meet up
with
you.
Yeah, man, I'm running late now. Tank don't eat.
Busy. Office hours are like 12 and 1 o'clock in the morning sometimes. You know, you got to get in where you fit in, and that's what's going on. I'm working on this big advertisement deal for Two True Radio with Blog Talk Radio, and you know, I've got to go and meet with some people and do some holy begging, you know, but I don't mind doing that. My granddad told me sometimes begging is necessary, you know, when you're new to the game and you've got to convince someone that, hey, just give me a chance. I'll prove it to you. So that's what I got to do. But we got to touch base, though, this week. If you could do me a favor, Rufus, please, 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 double please, email me that information that you were giving, you left on my voicemail about the contact, what we were just talking about. All that information that you have, could you email it to me, the phone numbers and stuff, and then I'll follow up on it as soon as, because I checked my email on my 22radio@gmail.com. I check it like 1,000 times a day because things are always coming in, and it's easier for me because as soon as it pops up, immediately right there on the spot. So if you could do that for me, that'll be worth priceless.
That ain't no problem, man. And we got the that church live on every fourth Sunday. You know, I know you gonna be doing some networking and get some of those churches out there in Georgia, because you know the A is a church city, man. I mean, it's huge down there, you know, in the South. And so the boy LaCree gonna be able to help out a lot. I think you know, hey man, it's in God's hands, man.
Yeah, you know, anytime God, we be obedient and let God do what He do, it never fails.
That's real
you know,
talk.
It's always
right
a success. So I'm looking forward to talking with him. I just need to get his number and talk to him because before the last day of September, we haven't worked the final date out, but in September we're going to launch Two True Radio Gospel Network, 3 hours on Sundays, and I can hardly wait to get that cracking because we've
also
got some
make sure
music.
I'm at Glenn's number, the head of the music department over there at a big city of refuge out here in Hawaii, man. So, you know, that's huge because this church has already been on TV and on the radio, so it's like nothing new for them. Actually, it's a blessing all the way around. It's a win-win, you know.
I was telling Steve, are you there?
Yeah, what's going on?
Okay. No, I was telling Steve Rufus that I'm afraid to fly, but the thing about it is I'm gonna have to get up in the air, and God is good because I avoid flying, but with the things that we're doing with this global entertainment, you know, the World Wide Web, you got to get around. So I'm looking forward to that. And one of the ways that I think that I'm going to overcome my fear of flying, at 51, I've flown, but I've got that fear, and I'm going to overcome it. I'm going to see if I can get Steve Penn to take helicopter flying lessons with me.
Yeah. Oh, man, about that.
Don't do a Jurassic Park on him. Hey, man, don't do a Jurassic Park on him, you know. Hey, if they had told me when I got my ride, I'm going to need to keep me a gallon of Haterade in the back, you know. I keep that full lock, so all them haters out there, just keep on doing that because, you know, that's their job. You ain't going to stop Two True Radio. You ain't going to stop Blog Talk Radio. So keep doing like you do it.
That's real talk. But I'm serious about that, though, you guys. I'm going to take helicopter flying lessons at 51. Before I turn 52, I'm going to take helicopter flying lessons. Now, I know I'm going to succeed because with God, failure is not an option. And I want to be able to, when those pastors in Hawaii and Alaska and California, when they say, Tony, we need you here, I want to get in the air and I want to get there. And I want to enjoy myself, not tripping on nothing else, but just get in the air. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking forward to it, y'all. We got 8 minutes left, man. I'm going to play some more of this wonderful music, and I'm going to be right back, and we're going to close it out. This is my boy, Mr. Buckham, came up. Check this out. Holla, Buck, we need you, man. You want to do a show with us? Get your money, man. Come on up this way.
Yo, let me count some of their money. Boy, it took a long time coming. Shout out, done came up on them. Hey, told them haters. We're gonna do it like this. Hey. Yo, yo, tell them.
Shout it, done came up. I got hot money. I got hot whips. I got hot clothes. Shout it, done came up. I got a hot jewelry, I got a hot hoe. Shout it on, came up. I got hot money, I got hot whips, I got hot clothes. Shout it on, came up. I got a hot hot jewelry, I got a hot hoe. I got a hot girl on a motorbike, and she be kissing girls. Yeah, the freaky type. Shout it came up. I got my money right. I make it rain in the club like every night. I buy stacks on my feet to get my swag right. I bought a new whip and wrecked that bitch the same night. I got a passport, yep, shout it taking flight. I know money in your pocket, she don't treat you right. I'm in Miami for a week, this a play of life. I better stack every time a nigga roll the dice. She say the chain on my neck got me looking nice, and the watch on my wrist got me looking bright. I hit the club in the A with a prototype. Now the money coming quick, these hoes acting right. Shawty came up, a pimp and got a fine mic. A shawty came up, a pimp and got a hot mic. Shawty done came up. I got hot money, I got hot whips, I got hot clothes. Shawty done came up. I got a hot crib, I got hot jewelry, I got a hot hoe. Shawty done came up. I got hot money, I got hot whips, I got hot clothes. Shawty done came up. I got a hot crib, I got hot jewelry, I got a hot hoe. Call up my brother, hey, they call him the weatherman. Hot trap money in the club, match a rubber band. Shawty came up, so she choosing on the pimp and the whip gang stick. You should see the way I switch. Got top model hoes coming in, take a pic. Yeah, you got a good life, but you ain't living like this. 10 grand in my jeans got me walking like a star. I ain't dancing in the club, I'm spending money at the bar. After party on me, I'm putting cushion in the bar. Roof open in the Jag, blowing bush out the car. Hit the telly every night and party like a rock star. 26 is on the whip, yeah, that's a hot car. Fast money, what I'm giving, living like a pop star. Last night did a show just to buy a new whip. Threw a stack in the crowd just to get a little attention. Yeah, I sound like money, so the whole world shouted on game up. I got hot money, I got hot whips, I got hot clothes. Shout it on, came up. I got a hot crib, I got hot jewelry, I got a hot hoe. Shout it on, came up. I got hot money, I got hot whips, I got hot clothes. Shout it on, came up. I got a hot crib, I got.
shorty heard I got a deal and the label cut the check. Gave your boy a half a meal, now they hitting up my phone. Wanna know if it was real, my reply was hold up. Wait a minute, bitch, chill. Shorty came up and everybody started jocking. 50 deep in the club and the crowd body rocking. D-Rock on the track, got that 808 knock. Five stacks for a verse, shorty, this is why I'm hot. And the Fruit Loop Chevy sitting high up in the lot. I'll probably get robbed if I tell you what I got. Well known in the street for putting hoes out the truck. Got rap money now, so I closed up the shop. When my first check clear, I put a bell on the block. Yeah, my chain hang low, just to compliment my watch. I get money in my seat, bitch, my grind don't stop. Flash screens on the wall, just to watch them niggas chop.
Shorty done came up, I got hot money, I got hot whip, I got hot clothes. Shorty done came up, I got a hot crib, I got hot jewelry, I got a hot home. Shorty done came up, I got hot money, I got hot whip, I got hot clothes. Shorty done came up, I got a hot crib, I got hot jewelry, I got a hot home.
You gotta make sure if you wanna stay hot, you better give it away to some of God's people, Betsy, y'all.
I'm already fucked up off of this shit, see?
Is that right?
I know, nigga. You ain't gotta tell me no more. Just give me some motherfucking weed.
You got
so
that.
So I can get sober. Cause I am loaded.
Yeah.
Executive Hustle, Hollywood. You niggas know what it is,
bitch.
It's 9:40, only working with about 20 minutes. I push that motherfucking engine to the fucking limit. Within the candy limit, Seagram Gin 7 sipping. Screen falling out the ceiling, chrome deep dishes. Like the rappers on them Hershey kisses. Foster 22 inches in front of 22 bitches. Bust the left, drop my brother off in the Ujima village. Like they say, from rags to riches. We with rags or riches. The Crips call us slobs, the Bloods we call them Rickets. But blue and red make dream, which means let's get it. Shout out to the Blue Division, holla back, got a moody chicken. We hustle hard, but still not a drop of sweat dripping. They have a high denim, cherry red, Philly fitted. I keep my thing, that's on my game, you won't catch me slipping. Don't let them tell you different. East side niggas wicked, west side niggas vicious. Both sides with the business. I'm on my way up to the club, they say it's 3B410. So I'm speeding in that Benz, doing a load of buck 10. Man, be easy on that gin, see, be easy on that gin. Come on, be easy on that gin. I'm on my way up to the club. They say it's 3B410. So I'm speeding in that Benz, doing about a buck 10. Man, be easy on that gin. See, be easy on that gin. See, be easy on that gin. Come on, be easy on that gin. I'm on the block where it's hot with a few H's. Big faces, new bracelets, lame shoe lasers. Buckshot shells in the gauges. Fuck boy and I blaze it. Life is about what you make it. You can lose your life from banging. Better get that cook, but don't just look. Better flip through them pages. I'm street famous and street name it. Talking to the ones still in training. We bring them shabbies out only for the street races. Throw some D's on that bitch. And I ain't talking Davis. 30s on that bitch. Running like Sherelle Davis. Just left the gas station, playing that jazz station. Probably play that rap on my way back, I need relaxation. I'm in that Benz on the 710, lane and lane. They say it's 3B410, we just might make it. Coconut, button up, fresh recreation. Intoxicated, I'm faded, I'm wasted. They say be easy on the gin.
Oh, they can
put the I'm on my way up to the club, they say it's 3B410. So I'm speeding in that Benz, doing a load of buck 10. Man, be easy on that gin. See, be easy on that gin. See, be easy on that gin. Come on, be easy on that gin. I'm on my way up to the club, they say it's
2-2 Radio, yeah, Steve Penn, my boy Rufus. Big shout out to all you guys, man. Y'all still on live with me. Rufus, good looking out, calling in, showing love, man. Look forward to the future. Good luck, man. God bless on your audition. I know you're on your way. Knock it out the box, man. You heard?
God willing, man.
That's right, he is. He's willing. Love you, man. Talk to you later. Don't forget to shoot me that email. I really need that. Hey, Steve.
Yo.
We up out of here, man. Love you, dude. I'm going to holler at you a little bit later, man. I got to make a run right quick, but it's been fun, y'all. I'm out.
Yes, sir. Peace.